When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it's time for Rapid Fire. The bit that made us famous. And on this bit, we give each other three questions, rock trivia from classic rock, glam, heavy metal, melodic rock, and try to stump each other. And you guys get to play along at home. Some of these questions are super easy, and some of them are ridiculously tough, which makes it fun when we do our research and I make these hard and watch Danny squirm over the internet. So, Danny, are you ready for... ridiculously hard question number one. In 1969, a band called the In-Betweens changed their name, and they changed it to, I'm not going to give you the first word, but I'm going to give you the second word. It's blank Slade, okay? In 1970, they shortened their name just to Slade. Can you tell me what their name was before they shortened it? So it's blank Slade. So what word goes in there before Slade?
Oh man.
And I know
I had no idea that they had changed their name. I'm gonna say Silver.
Silver Slade. That would be incorrect. Oh. You know what's weird about the history of Slade? Is they were part of the mod skinhead movement in the late 60s in England. So they had super short hair. And they wore like jack boots and all kinds of stuff. And then they changed their name to Slade and grew their hair out and became a glam band.
I was going to say, they're not anything like that in the when they became popular.
No, because this was before they got popular. Because I guess the Who did Quadrophenia, where they all had the short hair and they had that same look. Slade was a part of that, but they were they weren't as big.
So is it Nazi Slade?
It's not Nazi Slade or Skinhead Slade.
Oh.
The name of the band was Ambrose Slade.
I've never heard that.
Ambrose Slade, and they were that for 2 years, and they changed to Slade, and all the hits came rolling in after that.
Wow. They had a ton of hits.
And that was the easy question.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm 0 for 1.
Right.
All right, so here you go for your question. See if you get this one.
All right.
Who are the current members of the Dead Daisies?
Ooh, I know they're a four-piece now.
Yep.
Doug Aldrich is the drummer.
Yep.
Dean Castronovo is the... No, Doug Aldrich is the guitar player. Dean Castronovo is the drummer. Okay. Glenn Hughes is the bass player and singer.
Right.
And there's the other dude.
The other dude that's been in it the whole time. Is it the Dave? Only guy that's been in it the whole time.
Dave Lowry, isn't it?
It's, well, close. David Lowy.
David Lowy, so.
L-O-W-Y, yep.
Yeah, I'm really interested to hear that album. Because I'm a Glenn Hughes fan.
Yeah, his vocals are so good.
And it's supposed to be coming out pretty soon. I think this month, I think.
Cool.
It's weird. I kind of wish they would have stuck with Corabi and that group. I thought that band was really tight. Marco Mendoza and all those guys. But they got rid of Mendoza and, you know, John Corabi and replaced two guys with one, Glenn Hughes. So it's going to sound like a Glenn Hughes rocked up band. So hopefully it's great.
Yeah, I hope so. I like their album so far, so we'll see with Glenn.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to suck, for sure.
I certainly hope not.
But it's just like another supergroup, you know?
Yeah, well, at least this one tours. A lot of these supergroups through Frontiers never tour. You never see them. But
right.
We'll see. Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah. Question two. What do these bands have in common? Ultraphonics, Souls of We, The End Machine, KXM, and Shadow Train.
That I've never heard them.
That's not the answer. No, incorrect.
KXM I've heard of.
Okay.
Ultraphonics,
Souls of We, The End Machine, and Shadow Train, and KXM. They all have one common denominator.
They're all from Ireland.
No!
Incorrect.
Ugh.
I'll give you a clue. One guy is a member of each one of these bands. And he lives probably within a couple of miles of me.
It's Doug Pinnick.
Wrong guy.
Ah, crap.
But you're really close. Doug Pinnick does live around here. But it's not the guy. He's not in all his other bands.
Oh, you told me who lives near you.
He's a good.
Is this the guy you see at the grocery store?
I saw him at Walmart once, and I could probably ride my bike to his house. And he's a killer guitar player. He's still pretty active.
Man. I don't know.
He was in a band called Dokken.
Is it Jeff Lynch?
No. It's
no?
George Lynch.
Oh, George. I was thinking Jeff Pilson. Jesus. George.
Ultraphonics. Right. Ultraphonics was a band at George. You know, he does these little one-off projects. Ultraphonics was a band. They put out an album last year with the lead singer of Living Color. Then The End Machine was basically Dokken without Don Dokken, because it was the three other guys in Dokken with the lead singer of Warrant.
Okay.
And you have that album. KXM is Doug Pinnick and the drummer from Korn and George Lynch. And Shadow Train was, I mean, I could have put a couple more in there, but George Lynch is constantly putting out music all the time. And yeah,
it's all this music that he doesn't tour over.
Correct. He doesn't tour under any of it, even though like KXM, I think, has three albums out. And George is currently touring with Lynch Mob, and he gets on stage with Dokken, and he plays three songs with him. And George Lynch put something out on the news recently where basically, I wish Judas Priest would call me. I'd play with him in a second. So I don't know how George Lynch would fit in with, you know, Judas Priest, but he'd love to do it.
Yeah, I would think that'd be a lot more notes than Judas Priest is normally playing.
So it'd be probably pretty easy for him to play it, though. Play the KK rhythm stuff or play the Glenn Tipton stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
It'd be interesting.
Did you see the KK put out a tribute band called KK's Priest?
No.
He's got Tim Ripper Owens singing for him from Judas Priest, who replaced Rob. And he's got Les Binks, who is a drummer for Judas Priest. So he's got three guys in Priest in his band, and they're going to put out their own stuff, you know, because they played a couple shows and played old Priest stuff, but they're going to put out new music and call themselves KK's Priest.
So, why'd he leave? Oh, jeez, whatever.
I think it was business decisions that he didn't agree with, so that's why he left.
Ah.
So, and I guess he kind of wanted to come back, and they didn't want him back, so.
Whatever.
So I said, okay, if you guys don't want me back, I'll just get some old Priest members together and we'll just play Priest songs. So, which I would go see. Why not?
Yeah,
I saw Priest with Ripper Owens and it was great. He was so, he was so good. Yeah. So who knows?
All right, are we up to
your question for me?
Question two for you.
Yeah,
this is an easy one. Who did Kelly Hansen sing with before Foreigner?
Hurricane.
That is correct.
Yes.
Oh, those guys are great too.
Yeah, Hurricane was a good band. Yeah, I saw them play a country club a couple times. They were really good. I'm surprised they never made it big. Maybe it's a bad label or something like that. Because their first EP was an independent. Then they released a couple other albums that never went anywhere. But yeah, Kelly Hansen's doing okay now.
Yeah, he's able to go to the grocery store all by himself now.
Yeah, there's nothing in the grocery stores now. Nothing to eat, no toilet paper, which is mind-boggling.
Well, apparently, if you get the coronavirus, you have to wipe your ass all the time.
Okay, let me give a tip for all you people out there. If you run out of toilet paper, get one of those squirt water bottles, and then that's how you clean yourself off. Unless you don't want to use newspaper or magazines. A squirt water bottle will clean you out right there. It's like a handheld bidet, right? So there you go. There's my helpful tip for the month.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, that's just trying to help out America.
Yeah.
And the rest of the world, especially Italy, South Korea, and the rest of you guys. All right, on that note, question three, which I don't think is that difficult, but it's a fun one nonetheless.
All right.
According to the RIAA, which of these artists has sold the least based on certifications in the U.S. I'm going to give you four bands, and you tell me who sold the worst.
Okay.
In terms of certifications, gold, platinum, or diamond. The bands are Kix, Firehouse, April Wine, or Aldo Nova. Which one has sold the least?
All right. Well, I think Blow My Fuse sold a ton. I think Fantasy for Aldo Nova sold a ton.
These are just albums. Kix, Firehouse, April Wine, or Aldo Nova.
Oh, man.
And they're all really close.
Sign of the Gypsy Queen sold a ton. I'm going to go with Firehouse.
Firehouse would be incorrect. Firehouse certifications are at 1.5 million. So now we got you down to Kix, April Wine, or Aldo Nova.
Jeez, I'll go with Kix, I guess.
Correct. Kix sold 1 million. Blow My Fuse sold 1 million. And that's it. Nothing else went gold or platinum.
Wow.
And the other two was the same. 1.5. April Wine. The Nature of the Beast sold 1 million. And Harder Faster sold gold. 500,000. Aldo Nova, same thing. First album sold 1 million. Second album sold 500,000. So the other three tied and Kix was last. Which is surprising because Kix is probably the most active band out of those four.
Yeah, well, I've probably seen them once a year for the past, 4 years.
Still going strong, still good live.
But, still, they are freaking tight, man. Yeah. So good.
And only one platinum album.
Wow. All right, question three for you. What Babies album reached the highest chart position on the Billboard 200 chart?
Wow, Babies. We've been talking about the Babies a lot recently.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to say Union Jacks.
That would be incorrect.
Damn. Okay. How about Head First?
Yes, that is it.
What a killer song.
Oh, yeah.
Probably Head First because it didn't have Isn't It Time on it? Or
yeah.
Because they had one or two big hits. You know, but
yeah, that would do it.
That song, Head First, is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You need to form a new band and do all Babies covers. How's that?
Yeah, that'd go over huge. If the original band didn't go huge, how would we?
Yeah, good point there.
Yeah.
So who won this week?
I think you did. I think I was 1 for 3 and you were 2 for 3.
Wow. We're back on the chain gang again. Yeah.
All right.
Well, with this big outbreak, man, we might have some more time to do more shows.
Yeah, really?
Wow. Jeez. Okay.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube, so please search for us and subscribe to the channel. for it is a human number.
Its number is 6.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for another 6 and 30, where we do 6 songs in 30 seconds, and you have to give us, or the other person has to give us, the song title and the artist. And usually there's a theme to these. This one for Mark here that I put together, this is all screams. So these are some pretty cool screams from different songs.
Wow.
So you have to guess Dave and the artist from these screams.
Just the screams.
I think this is going to be actually fairly easy for you. I think if you get 5 or 6, I won't be surprised.
Wow, your creative juices were flowing in this one.
Oh yeah,
screams. Okay,
screams. Here you go.
Play along at home. Here we go. Screams. Some good screams there.
Oh yeah,
I got some of them, but I think, and but there's one I have no idea, so I gotta hear these again.
Okay, right,
here we go. Screams. Okay, here we go. The screams.
All right.
First one. Some of these are
going to be pretty easy, I think, for you.
Some of them are hard. First one is Judas Priest.
Yep.
Is the song Locked In?
No.
What's the song?
The song title is called Screaming for Vengeance.
Oh, God. Is that a wrong or a right?
We'll give you that one since you got the artist.
All right. Number 2. Sounds like Badass, but I don't know who it is.
It's a live version of Fast as a Shark.
That's why I didn't get it, because if you had played the regular version, I'd have got it.
Yeah.
The double bass kicking in, so that's accept. So that's a miss.
Yep.
Number 3 is Aerosmith, Dream On.
That is correct.
4 is Led Zeppelin, Immigrant Song.
Yep.
5 is Skid Row, Monkey Business.
Yep.
6 is Iron Maiden. But what song is it? And I know it's on Number of the... Is it Number of the Beast?
Yes, that is correct.
I knew it was on Number of the Beast. I was thinking, what's... So I got 5 out of 6 and missed except.
Damn. That was a tough one because it was the live version, but the live version of Scream is pretty cool.
That's what threw me off. So you're going to be... So yours this week, you got to get 5 out of 6 or 6 out of 6 to win. Ooh. It seems like lately in this thing, we always tie. So the running theme on this is all, I want you to give me the artists. And the running theme is they all have the word crazy in them.
Wow.
Crazy. Okay. Crazy is the running theme.
Crazy is the theme. Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Let's
see what we got here.
Let me go. What a show, let me go, smoking up the sky.
Oh, man.
Some of them are easy, some of them are hard.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, on this one, if you get either the artist or the song right, we'll call it correct.
Okay.
You want to play it again?
All right, yeah, let me play that one again because I've got some holes in my notes. So let me play it again
here. Sounds like a personal problem.
Well, that's why I bought more toilet paper because of the coronavirus.
Oh, you're the guy.
All right, hold on. Here we go. I think I got them all except for number three.
Okay.
Jeez. All right, the first one is Crazy Babies by Ozzy.
Correct.
Then Crazy on You by Heart.
Correct.
Number three, I have no clue. It sounds, the song sounds familiar, but I'm not sure it's the right, I don't know the artist.
Right, that's the original artist. You probably know the version by Tank or Pretty Maids. Covered this song.
Oh,
let me tell you.
Oh, Crazy Horses by Osmonds.
Yep. Should I give you that one?
No, he gave me
too many chances. All right, what's number four?
I Go Crazy. Is that Gino Vannelli?
No, it's Paul Davis. But you got the name of the song, so it's I Go Crazy. So you've only missed one so far.
Yeah. The next one is Crazy Nights by Rowdness.
Correct.
And the last one is Let's Get Crazy by Quiet Riot.
You got 5 out of 5.
Man, we tied again.
Son of a bitch.
Jeez, how do we do that?
We share the same brain, same information. I guess
so. Apparently.
When it comes to music, everything else is probably way different.
Probably so.
Yeah, because if I did your job, I'd be lost. And if you did my job, you might get lost too. So who knows?
Yeah, I'd go insane for sure.
Oh, yeah. And I see a lot of that on my job. So thank you for playing along at home. If you heard something you like, go out and buy it. And on that note, have a great evening.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.